Catherine Gagnon. Catherine introduced herself, holding out her hand.
Ah, yes.
The doctor shook her hand belatedly, then turned to Bobby curiously.
Bobby Dodge,
Bobby provided.
Friend of the family.
Interesting, the doctor murmured. Bobby shrugged. He wasn't as convinced that it was interesting to be a friend of the family, but the doctor was already flipping open the manila file.
I'm pleased you could meet with me,
Dr. Iorfino said.
I felt it was important that I shared my findings with you before I saw Nathan.
Findings? Catherine looked confused. How can there be any findings? You haven't seen Nathan yet. Dr. Iorfino blinked owlishly.
Dr. Rocco didn't tell you?
Tell me what?
When he approached me about Nathan's case, he sent me the boy's whole medical history, as well as blood and urine samples, so I could begin testing our theory.
Theory? What theory? Now Catherine sounded nearly panicked. Bobby leaned forward.
Mrs. Gagnon's been through a lot the past few days, Doctor. Maybe you should start at the beginning.
Well, yes, I suppose. That horrible business with Dr. Rocco, of course. Oh, well, and yes, Mrs. Gagnon's own husband, quite right.
Dr. Iorfino shuffled the papers inside the file, cleared his throat.
Dr. Rocco contacted me several months ago regarding Nathan. Did he mention that, Mrs. Gagnon?
No.
I see. Well, given Nathan's symptoms, first the fever, vomiting, growth failure, retarded development of motor skills, now the obvious hepatic gluconeogenesis, galactose intolerance, and medically resistant hypophosphatemia, he began to suspect a particular syndrome, so he asked me to perform an in-depth analysis of Nathan's chromosomes.
Gluconeogenesis, Catherine repeated awkwardly. Galactose intolerance, I don't know what those are.
Dr. Rocco has been treating Nathan as if he's had food allergies, correct? Asking you to substitute soy products for dairy, following a diabetes mellitus-like diet of small meals with low sugar carbohydrate intake.
He thought Nathan might be allergic to milk, and his blood sugar levels are too high, so he's been on a low-carb, high-protein diet.
Correct. That's what the records indicate. However, as you can attest, even after a year of this regimen, Nathan has failed to make significant progress. Tests show increased levels of glucose in the body, which in turn is leading to the accumulation of glycogen in the liver, pancreas, and kidneys.
He's not improving, Catherine agreed.
Mrs. Gagnon, Nathan doesn't have food allergies. He does, however, have a mutation in the GLUT2 gene. In short, he suffers from a rare but well-defined clinical entity known as Fanconi-Bickel syndrome.
Catherine expelled a short breath.
You know what's wrong with him?